You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Rockies won their third in a row. They won their third game in a
Hooray!
Row. They completed a sweep of the San Diego Padres. Now the Rockies have the day off before the Diamondbacks come to town for a weekend series. So the Snakes are coming to town. What else is going on? It's something we were teasing a few minutes ago. There was this, you know, over the last year and a half with the pandemic, there's been all this debate about whether people would be more productive if they work from home, or would they actually be more productive in the office because there wouldn't be as many distractions, or wait a minute, are there that many distractions? That blah, blah, blah. The entire argument, Jeremy, is rather pointless. Because what we're finding out is that people just aren't productive, period. It doesn't matter where they are. They went out and did this, I think it was something like 10,000 people that they surveyed or something. And they found that in an 8-hour day, the average worker is only working about 4 hours.
That's it, huh?
That's it, four Jeez. Hours. And so they started asking people, what are you doing for the other half of your day? And it was the usual candidates, surfing the web, monkeying around with social media, socializing with your coworkers,
sure.
Coffee breaks. Some people said they just go and watch TV. Some said they're reading.
Well, it's really easy now to pull up, you know, Netflix or Prime or whatever on your phone and just sit there, you know, just mouth breathe and watch TV. We had a production guy down the hall. 5 years ago that walked out. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
I'd wander in his office. He's supposed to be making commercials, and he's sitting in there watching Netflix. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, there's things that need to be done. Could be why he's no longer with us.
I remember... okay, maybe I'm not talking about that. I don't want to reveal too many secrets of people. But let's just say we've all witnessed people who really have taken... goofing off at work to an all new level.
I'll post a picture of our producer doing it today. I guarantee you I will post that photo. And I imagine his feet are going to be up on the desk and he's going to be on his phone. I will get that shot today.
Get it.
Check our Facebook later.
I think that this could be a bigger segment. Maybe we'll wait and see, because one of the interesting parts about it was asking the people, well, why aren't you working? What is there, you know, what's keeping you from doing work? And their answers were interesting. Mostly they would say there would just be lulls in their tasks, like they're waiting on someone else to do something.
Yeah.
Right? I think this is an interesting little survey for bosses to take a look at. There's that. And then the last thing I've got that I thought was kind of funny, they also polled people on waiting in line. If you're standing online, as they call it, how many spots can you save for someone? And there are 30% of people who said you shouldn't be able to save even one place in line, which I disagree with that. I think one is, that's my answer, is one. But there are some people who said, no, you can save, two spots. And there's a really bold 3% who say you could save a spot for five or more people in line.
Have your whole family show up.
Yeah. Haven't you ever, you know, seen like the people who run down to the beach or the pool first thing in the morning and they throw towels over like seven
chairs?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I hate that.
And I remember going to a movie theater once. It was a hit movie. And when we got in there, we got in pretty early. Some guy had got sat in the middle, you know, right in the prime spot of the theater. And he had coats and jackets spread out over like 8 different seats. So it was one guy. He was basically saving 9 or 10 spots.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and I remember us laughing because I didn't care. I didn't necessarily want to sit in that row anyway. But I remember us getting in there and laughing about the audacity of saving 8 seats in a movie theater.
Excuse me, sir. Is this jacket saving the seats?
God.
Is your jacket here to see the movie?
He must have grabbed everything out of his car that he could find to throw on a seat. Anyway, what else is trending?
Well, I hate to bring everybody down here, but this colder weather that's coming in the next couple days, they say it's going to be dropping some snow up in the high peaks of the mountains. So it's starting. Now, they say there's about 15 days left. I think the math is right. I didn't do it. Until September 3rd, which is actually the date of Denver's earliest snowfall in recorded history. So we could potentially, in about 15 days, be getting snow. And now, more recently, if you remember, last year in September, it was 101 degrees on September 5th. And then 72 hours later, we had inches of snow on the ground on September 8th.
I remember. Blew people's minds.
All I'm saying right now is just find your shovels and get your jeans out just in case, okay? Because the colder temps are coming.
I remember last year, the picture that I posted, I'm sure a lot of people did, was showing the forecast because the day before the snow, it was 90.
Yep.
So it showed a 90, and then on the next day, I think it was 28 and snowflakes.
There was a lot of go home, Colorado, you're drunk posts.
Yeah, it was like the most Colorado day ever.
Seriously.
Or Colorado week.
It's coming. It is coming. Speaking of Colorado, one of our most famous landmarks is going to remain closed for the foreseeable future due to severe damage from all the debris from the mudslides from the Grizzly Creek fire. And I'm talking about Hanging Lake. They say it's going to be closed now at least through the end of summer of 2022. If not further, because they say the trails and bridges and markers have all been washed away, basically, going
that
up to the
area,
lake.
Did you see the photos? The trail has just been pulverized.
It's just gone. So, I mean, it's going to be at least a year or two. And then if you've seen aerial photos, the beautiful crystal clear lake is just muddy and murky right now. So you're not going to want to get up there anyway to check it out. But could be many years before that that place is back to pristine condition. I do have a quick personal trending story here, a Netflix recommendation. I want to recommend a show that just came out on Netflix called Cocaine Cowboys, The Kings of Miami. I just finished it. It's like a six-part documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's the true story of two childhood friends who go from being high school dropouts to the most powerful drug kingpins in Miami. Sal Magouda and Louis Falcone, and one of them is in prison here in Colorado. Spoiler alert. Yeah, he's supermaxing it. But it's,
you told me you were watching this like this was
it's
your
treadmill show. Yeah, so I could pop off, you know, an hour at a time and watch these episodes. And
I want to thank you for this because we've been desperately seeking something new, and that's right
it's
up our
crazy.
Alley.
Crazy. It talks about, you know, the drug smuggling in Miami during the 80s and 90s, and there's a few episodes that go into jury tampering when these guys were on trial.
Wow.
And how they tampered with the jury.
Yeah,
it's
I wanna
a really
see
good one. So it's called Cocaine Cowboys.
I remember
on
the whole
Netflix.
Miami Vice era, you know, the TV show and the songs. There were songs about all that.
Man, it's crazy what these guys did. Here's your crap on celebrities in a recent GQ video. Jason Momoa has listed the things he cannot live without, which includes, Dom, his kids' stuffed animals. He says his daughter Lola has a stuffed piglet named Piggy. Piggy Pig Spirit, I guess, is the whole name. And his son has a wolf, Oh, his son, Wolf, check that, his son's name is Wolf, has a plush bison named Potato. And what he does is he takes Piggy Pig Spirit and Potato on trips with him. And he actually sleeps with these stuffed animals in bed with him to kind of feel closer to his kiddos while he's away. So Jason Momoa just got a little bit cuter in a lot of people's eyes right now, Dom.
I am sorry.
Dom's with that.
No, I sniff a publicist behind this story.
Maybe. I don't know.
This has all the earmarks of a
publicist. It's him, though. Or they're telling him to talk about it.
But the publicist pulled him aside and said, here's what we're going to do. You know, you'll get every woman's heart to melt if you...
I don't think he needs it, though.
As if he had a hard time doing
that. I was
going to
say, I don't think he needs it at all. Mm. Here's another one for the ladies. A cosmetic company just put out a new makeup line that it's inspired by Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles, the cereal. There's lip oils, gloss, brush kits, highlighters. Of course, the Fruity Pebbles makeup line is more colorful and rainbow inspired. And the Cocoa Pebbles are of darker, warmer tones. Unfortunately, a missed opportunity here. None of them are edible.
What?
What? I would straight up lick my wife's face if she had Cocoa Pebbles on her lips. Give me some of that.
They need to put more effort into coming up with these things.
Anyway, between $8 and $22, you can find all that junk at Ulta. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook. It's Tom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video this morning of a competitive eater. I can't get enough of these videos. His name is Max Stanford, and he ate 50 Taco Bell beef tacos in under an hour. It's a 9-pound platter, 8,500 calories, under an hour. And I will say, after I watch this, doesn't seem that difficult.
Why don't you try it?
I think I probably could.
Give it a shot. I like the way that he tops it off with an Oreo.
Right. And the dude's thin. Like, he's crazy thin. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.